There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is an official Chat and Shit disclaimer.
Yeah.
You might be listening to this thinking, oh my days, some of this sounds really dated because we're not in lockdown as much anymore.
It is.
Well, that's fine.
It's vintage.
Exactly. Some of it was recorded a little while back. Get over it.
So just play it. And if you don't like or you think, oh, that's wrong, skip it 15 seconds.
Just skip it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Right, press play now.
You are now in tune to the Chat and Shit podcast. Guess what? Guess what? This is a podcast. And it's called Chatting Shit, boy.
What's going on?
Yeah, good, man.
Yeah, you got a hat that sort of matches mine.
Yeah,
You got the sort of Beats one on Ralph Lauren.
Yeah, it's a homage.
Yeah,
to my own character.
And it's good because you want people, if they see a thumbnail of this, to recognise you straight away.
Yeah, I want when I'm out immediately people to come up to me.
Come up to you. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. I need that validation desperately.
Hey, listen, man, someone that doesn't need that validation because he's a better person than you and more successful is our guest.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got someone very special.
Most of our guests are that.
Yeah. Well, all of them, I'd say. Yeah. Not only is this person someone that we've worked with and it's made classics that have helped us shut down raves and festivals all over the country, yeah?
Shut down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. People have literally shat themselves listening to it, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, he's worked with some of the biggest names in grime. Yeah, for me, his beats are like the equivalent of grime music going down to the local gym. Yeah, banging out weights every day for 10 years and taking the strongest steroids on the market.
Yeah, covering their back in V.
Exactly, and fucking everything in sight. Yeah,
yeah.
Everything this man touches turns to a stone cold classic. It's exactly. The one and quite literally the only grime super producer, man like Rude Kid.
Whoa. That was sick.
Well, of course, you see, this is my favorite part of the show. It warms you up, gets you wet, and it's called the intro.
Hey, listen, man. Thanks for. I'm not coming on. Thanks for seeing us, I guess.
Yeah.
No, thanks for having me, man. This is sick.
Thanks for letting us be in your garden.
Yeah.
Come on. Sunny day. You know, I thought, why not? I was going to sit in the studio.
It looks like a well-maintained garden as well. I respect
all right,
it.
You know. It's all right, you know. It's all right. It's not bad.
Yeah.
You know.
Are you the gardener or is there...
Nah, I'm not the gardener, no. Okay. I try to do my bits and bobs. I try to do the lawnmower and that. And then
that's long.
That's the missus, I outsource
for mine. I outsource.
That's what you got to do.
You got to get someone in.
Hey, it's proper sunny outside. It's proper sunny outside as well. You know.
Yeah, where are you?
In my house, bro.
No, but like, as in, you're in. Are you in
your address?
That's what I'm saying. Where am I? Like, where are you?
Are you in the? Are you? Should we say in the depth of East?
Well, yeah, kind of. Yeah, Essex.
Yeah.
Essex.
Yeah. You're from Essex originally, right?
No, I was...
Born and boarded.
Like, raised in East Ham. Like, so I was born in Newham General Hospital. So from then I moved there. And then, so since then I've been here.
Yeah. So you're Newham General. Newham General, yeah.
You're original, certified general.
That's sick. Because my girl knew some of your mates in it, and she's from Essex. So we're cycling through the other day.
Yeah.
Cycling. What, you cycled to Essex?
Yeah, I cycled to Epping Forest, bruv.
Did you? No, lad.
Yeah.
Wait, have you been Epping Forest, at night time and gone on Hangman's Hill and all of that?
No.
You done that?
No, I wouldn't do that.
It's a bit nuts. It's a hill, So see when you're on your hill like that,
You put your car
on neutral. It's meant to roll back, innit?
Oh, yeah, my girl told me about that.
Yeah, but this one goes up and it's that graveyard there and all. It's all mad there.
That's mad. That's some local shit, innit?
Yeah.
Some local shit.
I went up there and it was all like beautiful, Epping Forest and that. And then there was a sign that pointed up to something beach. Is it beach?
Or like High beach.
Like a viewpoint. Yeah. And then it just turned into everyone with their tops off drinking beers on the lockdown. I was like, fucking hell. So how you been dealing with the lockdown, man?
Do you know what? It's been all right, man. Like, I feel like I'm pissed because all the shows are cancelled. That hurt.
Yeah.
But besides that, man, it's been all right. I mean, in terms of making music, it's been okay, I suppose. I feel like sometimes I need to be out for inspiration. So there might be just a whole week or 2 weeks where I just can't be asked to do anything. You know what I mean? But when are we ever going to get this opportunity just to chill? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
I said that to everyone. Everyone I've talked to, in our industry, it's like, we're always full speed ahead, innit? And
exactly.
Like, as fucked up as it is, it's nice to have time to actually live a little bit, innit?
Yeah.
Do you feel pressure to make new music in lockdown?
I didn't really see it as that, man. It was the only pressure was from January. I had a load of tunes ready for summer to go, and I can't really put them out. So that was a bit I was just ready for it. Like, you know what I mean? But
It is
what it is, man. But really, the pressure, nah, not really, man. Because I've done a single with JK. I made you guys a tune. I've done Getz's album tunes. I've done bare tunes. I've handed them out. So I've done what I can do.
So you're allowed to relax, innit?
You've done a good bit of work.
I've done a bit of work, but obviously I prefer to be in a studio. I would have preferred to be in a studio with you guys anyway. We just had to do it how we do it. You know what I mean?
We'll do that anyway, man. I think that's
100%. 100%. I think the tune I made you is mad, fam.
It's mad. I was working on it today, bro.
People working with people like you is just easy. Just know exactly what it is.
I know
the vibe. So that
nursery rhyme lyrics just...
No, not even that. But the beats and everything. I think you lot are sick, man.
I appreciate it, man. And you know what? I'm like you, man. I kind of want to enjoy it. I wouldn't have gone for a cycle to Epping Forest before, on a weekday. You know what I mean?
I
cycled to Central yesterday, saw everything empty. You know what I mean? It's kind of a mad time. So I kind of just enjoying taking a bit of time.
I reckon a lot of people look back and think, you know what? Kind of missed that a little bit.
Definitely.
I mean, there weren't really any pressure of doing anything or you must do this or you must go here or you must be here or, you know what I mean? It was a good little break. Us lot don't really have breaks either, really rarely. It was really good.
You don't get the opportunity to kind of you have to take the opportunities that come.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
There's a thousand other people that will take it.
That's the sick thing about this is that we're all in the same boat and people that you look up to, like artists and that, they're all in the same boat. We're all the same for once. You know what I mean? And you know, seeing Getz and Double and that, and you doing just random live streams and stuff and just for the art of it. You know what I mean? Not for any reason. It's sick.
But the Instagram live things, man, they've been keeping, a bit sane. In the DJ side of things. I mean, my radio show as well, I got to do that from home as well. I've been doing that from home for about 3 months now. So
where's that on?
Kiss.
So Kiss.
I didn't know you're still doing that from home.
Yeah, I'm doing that from home, man. Like everything. But obviously we can't do the whole guest thing and all of that. But
so that's sick that you can still do it from home though, man.
Yeah, man. They sent me a mic home. Like
that's nice. So, yeah.
Yeah, man. So everything's from home, man.
Because as much as it's nice chilling out, it's nice to have a purpose as well, isn't it? Like something to focus.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course, man.
And then the live stream you did outdoor in the garden. Was that in your garden?
That's not mine. No.
Oh, right.
That's like one of our friends. Like, we're to get sorted that out. The first one we did was that in Getz's mum's garden.
Yeah, yeah.
That went off. Then the next one we did
social distancing, of course. Yeah, Rudy.
Yeah, we tried as much as possible. Like, you know what I mean?
We weren't sharing drinks and stuff. It's fine.
Nah. I wouldn't do that on a normal anyway. Like,
oh, yeah, no. Grown men sharing drinks is weird.
It's weird. But man, it was sick. But I think I'm gonna do more of them. Like, I've given the Instagram live thing a little break as well. Yeah. You don't want to start. Sometimes it starts getting a bit repetitive. Like, and sometimes
you want to keep it special, innit?
Yeah, and then you want people just to say that you might as well just book me now for your raves next year. Yeah. and see that live. You know what I mean, like,
yeah,
and,
true.
So I'm giving it a little bit of a break, and then I think now that you can have, like, is it six people outside?
Six people, yeah.
Yeah, so I might do more, like, on a guest basis, like, have a couple guests in a garden or whatever. Yeah, so I'm thinking of doing that. I'm just trying to plan it right. So I bought all the equipment. So, like, the sound is clear. So it goes straight on your phone from the decks. Everything's clear.
Got that rig.
Yeah, got it rigged. You get me? And maybe, yeah.
That's live, man.
Yeah, man,
that'd be sick. And like you say, it's within the regulations now, so you can
especially,
comfortable if, to do that.
Yeah, man, especially if you're in the garden as well. Like, so, yeah, man, should I?
Yeah,
matter.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you
yeah,
like,
yeah.
have you been keeping the strict lockdown rules? The strict.
Of course, we have, Rue Kid. Of course, we have.
same. Definitely have.
Same.
Nah, do you know what? I kind of had it pretty early on, innit? So I had to keep it strict just to not infect everyone else. You know what I mean?
Oh, you had it.
He did actually have it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought he was lying, but he did have it.
Yeah, I did a test recently and said I had it before. So.
No way. I didn't know.
Yeah, but the good thing from that is that I was around you, so I'm symptomless. Every cloud.
This is a very useful part of the show for when you need things to do. It's the recommendation part.
So where you've been, obviously you've been doing your music and you've been doing your shows, but you've had obviously more time to chill and stuff. Have you been watching anything you can recommend or listening to or reading, like anything to recommend?
Do you know what? I watched Money Heist.
Spanish, isn't it?
But I watched it in English, obviously. Like, it's weird because dubbed because the mouth.
Yeah,
that
annoys
it's annoying, but once you get past it, like, it's actually
better than reading. Cool. Yeah,
better than reading. Yeah, do you know what I read? What did I watch? I watched Narcos. Yeah, that I read.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And do you know what else? Yeah, there's a film called Miracle on. In cell number 7, I think.
I've heard of
it. It's in Turkish.
Yeah.
Like, it's sick.
Is it hard?
Like, it's deep. Sick. Like, it's an emotional film, though. Like,
but it's really good.
That's on Netflix. I watched that. And then what else did I watch on Netflix, man? I watched, you know, that trash TV stuff, Love is Blind?
I haven't seen that.
You know what? That's actually good. It was good. It was a good watch.
Is that with your girl on your own?
That was on my own.
Oh, okay. So you're taking a full bullet for that.
Yeah, man. Sometimes she didn't really like that, man. She was like, "This is dead." Like,
I love that shit, man. I love it.
I was telling her to watch it because it was sick. Like, how can you marry someone without even seeing them? Like,
yeah, it's a mad concept, man. Yeah,
it's mad. It's actually,
obviously it's enjoyable and trash TV and that. But did you believe in the concept by the end of it? Do you reckon it worked?
I don't know, man. Like, I feel like, do you know, remember back in the days, yeah, when you used to have MSN?
Yeah, that's true.
And then you start becoming friends with this person. I saw it as kind of that, Like,
yeah.
So say if I never met you or Hugo, yeah, and I'm talking to Nelson and we're talking about music, I'm like, yeah, I know these guys.
Before we even
saw each other, we just said, yo, like we know each other. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Yeah. I saw it as that kind of thing. But the love thing and then getting married, I'm not sure.
Yeah, like getting married straight away. Do you know what I mean?
That was good. I'm trying to think of what else I watched, but do you know what? I was really watching things, man. I was watching the stuff like that. Whatever's on Netflix, I was watching.
And maybe like YouTube wormholes, just getting into...
Just bare YouTube, bare Mark Wayans, You know the other guy? What's the other guy called, man? Food Ranger. What's his name?
I feel like Food Ranger, is he the one that lives in China? But he's white.
He's got a white. That's that as well. Like,
I'm a little bit annoyed. I feel like he bites Mark Wayne's style a bit.
Kind of. I hear you.
For anyone that doesn't know, these are just like real neaky food bloggers on YouTube.
Yeah.
But they're sick.
I know Wayne's. I don't know the other guy.
Yeah, there's a few. Yeah.
But I don't overkill Mark Wayne's. Like, I save them.
Same. I don't watch it. Like, I watch it if I'm in the mood to watch it now.
I like to
watch it before dinner.
Do you know what? Never watch him at night. You know, like when it's midnight. Because you want to eat everything. Yeah.
That's when I sneak back to the fridge and make a little cheese sandwich.
And you eat it like you taste it like.
Yeah.
Like you're a Michelin star chef.
Trust me. Yeah, I got my parents onto it. I got my parents watching him. Because obviously he went to like India and Pakistan as well. That's what we are like.
Yeah.
When they see that, they're like, "Oh, like, why are you trying that?" Man.
I like those episodes. The Pakistan
series of it is amazing, man. Like, yeah,
sick.
I think he learned a recipe, and then now on the lockdown, he cooked a chicken karahi, and I end up cooking it at home. Yeah. It was banging, man.
Your accent's kind of sick, you know, the way you say it.
Come on, man. I'm Middle Eastern, innit? So we're nearly there. Kurdish, there's loads of words. When I went to India, dukan means shop, and it's the same in Kurdish.
Yeah, yeah.
So
you know what? I've never been to India. So
where are you from? Where's your family from?
So my dad's Pakistani and my mom's Indian.
Oh, wow. So both sides of things.
Yeah, both sides. Yeah. So I've been Pakistan when I was younger. I've never been to India before ever.
So does that mean that it's half? Half Muslim in your house
so we're all Christians.
Are you a Christian? Oh, okay. Yeah. That's a smaller percentage, right? In those countries.
Like, in Pakistan it's like 2%. So we're a minority and a minority, really.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But in India, like same thing really. Like probably a bit more in Pakistan, but
Yeah, it's mad.
Hey guys, it's Ron. I've just come back from a retreat where I was meditating to deity is called Baba Ganoush. I had a great time and I hope y'all will too listen to this podcast. Enjoy.
Well, so let's get to the beginning of your journey, bro.
Yeah.
So like, not just like, how did you get into what you're doing now? It's like, how did it start completely? Like when you were a kid, like how did you even know what you wanted to do and kind of what was your journey into that, you know?
Do you know what? My early stages of thinking I really enjoy this music is listening to like garage, and you know when you flick through radios and you're flicking through the dial and then you just hear a random tune, you're like, yeah, this is sick, and you just start taping whatever.
Yeah,
that's my early memories thinking, oh, this is sick. Like from proper enjoying it, and then my dad buying me like pure garage mixed by DJ Easy, like the first one, like Red Case.
That was sick.
Man, he bought me that with a hi-fi, and that's when I was listening to that on repeat. And then I went to school and people were MCing and then I started wanting to MC as well. Like they started MCing.
Yeah.
Oh wait, you started as an MC?
Well yeah, originally, yeah. Like,
I guess it's easier to as well because you don't need any equipment to MC.
Don't need nothing, man. Yeah, don't need anything. That's just like being in a park with your friends in a circle and just MCing. But then I was introduced to Fruity Loops.
Sorry to interrupt you. Is this in Essex where you grew up then?
This is from like in my school. Like,
and what was the culture there? Was it, you know, Essex? Like it's thought of as more of a white.
It was mixed, man. It was very, my school was mixed, man. Like
yeah,
mixed. Like all the people I used to show were like with white, black, Asian, like
it was everything. It was like a melting pot.
It was everything, man. Yeah, and everyone, like everyone, it was everyone, man. Like, yeah. That's how I've been raised anyway. With everyone.
That's important, isn't it?
And 100%, man. But yeah, that's how it started. And then I was shown a program like for free, like Fruity Loops. This guy, like one of my bedrooms at school, he gave me the program Fruity Loops. Yeah,
I was sick. Yeah.
And I still use the program till this day, man. Like, I was just shocked. Like, how can you make beats? Like, I never understood how people do it. I used to think you need big desks and like,
I used to. But it was like that, innit? This is this generation. I mean, how old are you?
I'm 45 now. I'll play you well.
Yeah. So like I'm 34, similar generation, right? But like before that, the generations before, it was all hardware and shit. Whereas like for us, that's where it started to be, you could just do it on a computer, right? With just software.
Yeah.
Fruity Loops was frowned on like for ages.
Frowned.
But then now it's like, people would turn their nose up. But now all the songs that everyone loves are made on Fruity Loops.
Yeah.
Even like the new Logic program, like what people use, that's become more like Fruity Loops now because they realize that everything's so easily done like on that program. But it's just, I think the reason why people frowned upon it is because the sounds were cheap. On there, like everything sounded cheap, but it's the way you use it and the way what you do,
but
is what made it sick. Right, some kid is screaming next door, bro.
Yeah.
Sorry, what did you say?
As I was saying, so early on, a lot of the early grime was made on that stuff like Fruity Loops and even PlayStation music, right?
PlayStation. Skepta made Pulse Eskimo on PlayStation.
Wow, yeah. Isn't the Pulse X the sub sound from that? That's from PlayStation, I think.
I'm not even sure. I think so. Yeah, I might have been. I'm not sure.
But that's what I mean. Like, it's early on, it's about using what everyone could. And that's why a lot of people didn't understand grime early on, innit? Because the sound did sound cheap to them. But that's what gave it its beauty and made it different.
Mm. 100%, man. That's what gave it the beauty, man. That's what I think. Now, when I hear tunes back now, I think, man, This was the time when no one even cared about a mixdown or how it sounded. It was just it was just making it.
So you went from MCing in the playground to then getting your head around this around Fruity Loops. Now, did you understand computers? Were you like technically gifted like that, or was it just something?
I'm not a computer guy like that, man. I'll be honest, man. Right. Like, I'm not really. Mm-hmm. Like I just know how to make a good tune. I'm not really a computer.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I don't know much. Like I'll let someone else deal with that and let me just make the music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To be honest.
All right. So talk us through the first time you're using Fruity Loop. Like, you'd never done anything like that before. You'd heard the sounds of garage and all these other this other music is happening. You're part of the culture, but it's the first time you basically tried to get your head around using this software and that and yeah. Talk us through that.
No, man, it was difficult, man. Like, because the guy that gave me the program, I don't think he knew either, like, what to do. So it was more like just me experimenting of, like, okay, I've made this drum pattern, but how do I put things with it, like sounds with it and stuff? Like, so I didn't know there was anything like a structure. There was no intro. There was no, like, chorus. It was just like a straight loop, like, for
no arrangement.
Minutes. No arrangements, man. Like, so. That I started learning by listening to more music and like, but yeah, man, it was fun, man. I would wake up in the morning and just make tunes till night, like, it was just fun, like, yeah, it was fun for me. It still is fun, man.
Were you doing it on your family computer?
Yeah, of course, yeah, man.
Standard.
Like, some shit, yeah. Some
PC
shit,
speakers,
some shit speakers, like, get me, PC speakers, all of that,
man. And were you making it when you were making those beats? Were you kind of, I don't know, did you have MCs around you, like your friends and stuff? Did you imagine like what would happen with those beats? Like, you might get people to jump on it or?
Nah.
Not at the time, no.
I didn't even know we can go to a studio, like, or had to even go to a studio, like.
Yeah.
It was unheard of to like do a vocal, back then, when school days, like, where's the studio? Right. How do we get there? Yeah, I mean, furthermore, we ain't even got money to go studio.
Just
making beats and shine people and maybe going to someone's house that's got a mic and decks and then playing it off the hi-fi or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
it was that, man. Yeah, it was more that, man.
And for you, the DJing came in later then? It was producing first?
Yeah, but I think my cousin used to have vinyls, like belt drives. And we always used to, I always used to practice on that. So I used to love DJing anyway. But he was the DJ of the crew.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I couldn't be the DJ. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, like, yeah. It was that. And then it would become a thing where like, nah, man, like, I want to be the DJ as well. Like, I mean, and then the DJing come through. And then I wasn't really taking the DJ and as serious as I should be.
Did you have to take your cousin to the side and sort of say, look, man, big news, I want to be a DJ?
Yeah, I remember telling him, man. Yeah, it was like, oh, what? Like, he's like, you can't be everything. You can't be an MC, producer, or DJ. You can't be everything. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
So what came first for you then? Was it production first? What took centre stage at that point?
Yeah, man, production, man. Production.
Yeah.
And that's all I wanted to do. I didn't care about MCing or anything. Like, yeah. I hated MCing. Yeah. Like, I hated writing lyrics and stuff. You know what I mean? Some people enjoy that. Yeah, but me, I didn't really like that. So yeah, man, for me, like production, man, always. And then the DJing, I love DJing and producing equal now. Like,
sick, yeah, yeah, yeah. And a very important question: What was your first MC name?
I don't know if I want to say it, man. I can't lie, you know.
No, come on.
Do you know who it was? Yeah, it was MC Zari.
No. Nice.
MC Zari?
Yeah, because my surname's Zari, yeah. So it was just Zari. Like,
okay. Yeah. Right.
That was my first one. I had some wild names though. I had like MC Danger, like Shadow, MC Shadow.
No, that's a sick one.
Classic.
That was a sick
Shadow,
one.
I had
like gladiators.
Man. Yeah, man. And I remember getting excluded from school because I graffitied the toilets with MC Shadow in the school toilets.
Yeah.
And then one of the math teachers at the pussy hole, he saw my name on the bag and he was like, that's you. And then I got excluded for that, man.
CID levels.
Yeah, man.
See, that math teacher was like a Ed, like FBI, bro.
Yeah. They did that though, bruv. Like I remember the Tippex on the bags, like writing your tag on your backpack and shit. Because everyone used to, like, even if you weren't really a grapher, you'd kind of still write graffiti,
yeah.
Innit? You'd have your little tag.
Like, everyone had like a logo.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
The way they used to do their little.
Yeah. Just ready to be in the industry, had their own logo. Yes, you man. You man been on any drillings recently?
Nah, G.
Nah, same, man. Calm. Have you guys heard of the new Beats and Grinder podcast?
Nah, G. I heard it's them in real life, though.
That's what I'm saying. It's so cotch.
Oh, G, that sounds so crease.
It is, man, it is. Calm.
Calm, G.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yeah. Right about now, you are locked into the legendary Chat and Shit podcast, lad. With Alan Seep and Mustafa. Hugo Chegwin. And a nice little special guest there, lad. So kick back, tune in, and listen. You might hear something you like.
So you were like DJing, you were learning how to produce, you were crafting your skills. When did it take the next stage? Apart from taking it around your mates' houses who got decks and that, when did people first start hearing it?
Do you know what, when I started to realise, yeah, when I went to college, and you know when MySpace come about?
Yeah.
From then where you'll have like a picture of yourself on there or a few, and then people start seeing who you are or whatever. Like, I think from college when people used to come up to me like, yeah, man, like, you're a Roo kid. Like, that's when I was like, oh, shit, okay, sick. Like, this is mad. And then I was on Rewind magazine on like, remember Rewind magazine?
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I was on like About to Blow section on that as well. Like, so stuff like that.
Wow. Back then, that must have been massive.
Bro, I remember going to the photo shoot. Massive. Yeah. I remember even just going to the headquarters. I was so gassed, bro. But in the picture, I said, can you not use this picture? That's the picture they used. Now, yeah, I was the most butters picture. Like, they used it. So at the same time, you want to show everyone Rewind magazine. At the same time, you don't want to show them because you're thinking, nah, I slipped on that picture.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't look at the picture, but read the thing, and that's about me.
Just putting a thumb over your face.
Yeah, yeah.
Check this.
Just read that.
I wanted to show it to girls, for fuck's sake.
Nah. I think the picture might even be on Google somewhere, you know. But
so, oh, that's amazing.
Maybe that should be the episode picture.
Nah, I love it.
But how did it even get to that stage then? Is that because you were kind of getting a bit of heat bubbing on MySpace, people were sharing your music, and then people had their eye on you kind of thing? Is that what happened?
Yeah, I think that is one. I think them times a lot of people used to listen to Logan's show on Kiss, right, the Graham show he had.
Yeah.
And people supporting my tunes a lot on there. And I feel like the whole scene used to hear that show. And I think that helped a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of people, that's where the people coming up to me in college comes from as well. Because it was like,
scene.
Yeah, man, you know, we heard your tune here. And then other people started finding out about me. And then I knew Stormin from when I was younger.
Rest in peace, Stormin, man.
Yeah, rest in peace. Yeah, I used to chill with his brother, Anthony. And then basically at the time, Gets his DJ Unique. Yeah. That was his DJ and his good friend as well. He used to come to the same youth club as us, like in Romford. We used to go to a youth club in Romford.
Right, right. And was Gets a Nasty Crew at this point, or was this before that?
This is during or maybe after, I can't remember.
But he had a name, like you all knew who he was.
He had a name, like, yeah, Gets was like when I saw Gets first, I was starstruck, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And I remember being in his car. We were going to a radio station called Axe FM, and then I think we were outside Sharky Major's house waiting to pick him up. This is when we're kids, you know. Like,
where were you going? Young, Ice, like, did you say?
Oh no, Axe FM. It was like an online radio station. And then I think I got a random phone call, and it was Get saying, yeah, he wants to use one of my tunes. It was called Sing For Me, like the beat.
Fucking hell, yeah.
Yeah, so like he said he wanted to use that instrumental. He thinks it's sick.
Wow.
And at the same time, I had Wiley phone me randomly. Like, this is Wiley. Like, and he wanted that tune as well. So I'm like, right, these are like the two sickest people.
Yeah.
I feel like
it's a predicament.
Yeah.
And you'd never made anything.
Nah, no one really knew who I was like that. Yeah. Maybe like a little bit, but not like, I didn't have any big vocals or
I wasn't really.
Like, now thinking about it, I made like one channel YouTube for Ironic called So Nice back in the days.
Yeah.
But that's about it, man. I didn't really have anything. But then Gets was like, I've got this idea, like, da da da. I was like, okay, yeah, he can have this one. Like, because I knew that back then Wiley would probably vocal it and just send it out. But I knew Gets would do something big with it.
Yeah.
He had a vision.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, he had a vision. Like, he was gonna do the whole video and da 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 da. And then, yeah, but now that's like that. that came about, man. From then.
That tune's big as well, bro.
Yeah, man. I think from then, I think things started looking up for this.
Yeah. And then did other people start contacting you for?
Yeah, man. Loads of people. Like, sick. Loads of people.
Is that tune that put you on the map kind of thing?
Do you know what? It was probably instrumentals before as well. Yeah. I feel like that tune was more of like, basically that tune alongside about like four others were like the tunes I had out circulating in the scene. And then everyone was like, who's this guy? Because no one was making tunes like me.
Well, you had a completely different style as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, 100%, man. And it was scary because I didn't really, not necessarily believe in the music sometimes. Mm-hmm. I used to be a bit like, what if people don't like it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that was at first, but thankfully everything worked out.
I think it's good to be like that. I think a true artist should be like that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and you know what? I still am like that a little bit sometimes, man. I'm always like, I never think I'm the sickest, like ever.
That keeps you being who you are.
Yeah, man. And I'm always trying to learn, or I'm always trying to figure out what to make next, or make something sound a bit different to what I did last time, or.
It's good that you still get that kind of initial nerve, like when you put a song out, like, I don't know, actually. I did like it, but now I'm not sure.
Always, man. Like, but now it becomes a thing where, like, if I really like this tune, then I should really put it out because people like you for what you do anyway.
Of course, definitely. And the more you do it, of course, the more you gain confidence and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, of course. Now, I'm pretty confident in tunes. For example, if I knew you lot wanted a tune, and I knew this is sick, I will waste not you saying I've just made you lot a banger. Like, knowing that, you lot are gonna think this is sick.
Like, well, and you know what? I guess from your years of experience, and like knowing how to tailor different types of beats to different types of artists, you voice noted me, you said, what do you want? I went, fuck knows, I don't know, like a corrupt banger. You went, yeah, I got you.
Man, like, do you know what it is? Like, when I'm making beats, I just picture, for example, that for the next tune that no one's even heard yet, like, which I think is a flipping sick beat, like, and I know what you're going to do in it, what you were voice noting me anyway, it's going to be mad. Like, both of you back to back on that, it's just going to be a madness. But I think I just picture you guys on stage performing it.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the exact vision I have. Exactly, man.
Yeah. Same.
And I know I felt that from you because in my mind I imagined when I see you side of stage when we're on stage playing, you know, doing something like that, and it's your tune and we're shouting you out. I can imagine that you're imagining that when you're making this as like
100%,
okay,
man. You know what I mean? Like, the first time I saw something like that performed, I was like, oh my god,
bro,
this is mad. Insane.
Yeah,
I think you. It was at Roundhouse.
That was fucking sick.
Yeah,
it's changed our live shows forever, bro.
But even it's changed our approach to making music.
Yeah, you're right.
Like now we think of like live and how it's going to go off live. I'm guessing you do that too now.
No, of course, all the time. It depends on what type of tune someone wants. If they want something more emotional, I think about this, or like, I don't know, like if someone wants something that's gonna go off in festivals or in a rave or club, because I DJ at all these places, I just know what's gonna go off. Like,
you know, anyway, that's the thing, that's like, important. Man,
I feel like I don't have to play anything. I don't have to play any music or anything. Like, even my uncle's like, now, you should learn like how to play an instrument or something. But I was like, I don't really, like, I would love to. But
you do.
I feel like
you do. Fruity Loops is your instrument.
Yeah, exactly.
But obviously, certain people don't see it. Like, the mouse is my instrument. And drawing the thing, that's my instrument. But certain people don't really.
In another lifetime, in another setting, you probably would. You know what I mean? In a different era, you probably would be a musician of some kind, with a classical music. But this is our era of that.
Yeah, that's the modern instrument. Is Fruity Loops, 100%.
Yeah, 100%, man. Well, electronic music, like anything like electronic, is the future, man.
So when you made Sing For Me, that didn't have Are You Ready producer tag on it.
I'm trying to think if it did or not.
Because I never knew that.
No, it did, it did. But do you know what? It probably went as bait to you then.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I remember I made a tune for Skepta. It's called, the tune's even called...
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
On Microphone Challenge,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. And then what I did was I sent him a clip of that tune and I left out the Are You Ready? But he was like, nah, where's the Are You Ready, bro? Like, that's the thing. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? And then I put it on there and then he called the tune Are You Ready as well, bro.
Yeah, I know, yeah. That's classic. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like in UK grime, you know it's a Rude Kid tune. So where did that producer tag?
The Are You Ready, is do you know what? I was making tunes, that were so different that you'll never know I made these tunes.
Yeah.
So, and then I thought I needed something. So I had you know the shit PC mic that used to come with the PC.
Yeah.
Used to look like a pencil, used to look like a little pencil.
Little beige pencil.
Yeah, exactly that, the beige pencil. And then on computer, there was a thing called Sound Recorder.
Yeah,
I remember that.
I don't know if that little box,
It's like grey box.
That's the one. And it had the little green middle bit, like with So that, I found like a random CD and I just put the mic in front of like a, you know, the old school CD players that you just put CDs on. And then that's how I recorded like Are You Ready and cut it from somewhere. I can't remember where it was from. But to this day, that every single Are You Ready that you hear in my tune is that rough recording. Like,
that's so sick, man.
That's mad, bro. Like I still think, how come I've never lost that, but I've lost everything? Like, see all six. Sing For Me and all tunes like that, I don't have them anymore, man. Like, they're gone. Like, because I didn't know about backing up computers and blah, blah, blah then. Like, But I don't know. Are You Ready's never left me. I don't know why or what it is. Like,
that's so funny. I love the logic of back in the day, not realizing how you can record things and it's just doing it, actually doing it. Like,
but you know what it is? Yeah? See on Fruity, I never knew how to sample. Like, I didn't know. I thought sampling was putting a mic in front of a flipping CD player.
Yeah, of course.
No one took, and bro, like, for Fruity Leaks, my computer was so shit that I couldn't even burn CDs on it. So I had to do that. I had to put the tunes on floppy disk and then get a bus to my friend's house.
Oh, man.
Did you make Sing For Me on the family desktop?
Yeah, I did, man.
With the speakers and everything.
By Sing For Me times, I remember
monitors.
I told you, my dad, no, not even monitors, my dad bought me a hi-fi.
Oh, sick.
Oh, yeah.
I had a Sony one. But you know what? If on YouTube, I did a SBTV producer's house back in the days, like a few years ago, but those speakers are on in the thing, like in that video, because I kept those speakers for a long time, man, because I made a load of tunes on there. But I got one like thing where you could get a phono lead connecting to your computer to your hi-fi, then you press the aux on the hi-fi and then the sound comes out of that, like,
that's what I had for my decks.
That's it. People used to use it for decks as well, man, like same thing.
I used to have an Iowa. It was like hollow, the speakers were massive but really light.
Exactly
that's all I wanted.
And you know the Sony hi-fi I had, it had like surround sound speakers, so I was using surround sound speakers.
Sick. And making sure you press the surround button. Is it surround?
I was thinking, yes, surround sound. This is sick, bro.
I know that's not going to affect, you know, how the actual beat sounds when people play on other things, but I was going to say that your sound was the first sound in grime for me to, I don't know if this makes sense, but to sound more like a 3D version of grime, you know, or 4D. You know, it's just
Do you know what? I actually know what you mean. Mm. I don't think many people would understand what you just said there either, but I probably
get
it.
You have your own sonic.
Yeah, man, I don't know what it is, man. When I make tunes, I want to make tunes so it doesn't really need an MC on there for it to be sick.
Like, yeah. But at the same time, they're not overcrowded, you know? They still have...
I can make overcrowded tunes, like, if people wanted it, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, fuck. Rude, you can make anything, mate.
Yeah. You can do it all, mate.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to ask. So with the Skepta thing, how did the Skepta thing even come about? Him using your tune and then naming it after your producer tag. But how did it even come about?
That beat, I think Skepta used to shout me for beats all the time, man.
Like, so it was just about being a producer on the scene and your tunes getting sort of played out on show.
Yeah, man, I feel like he proper likes, man, as well. Like, yeah. I'm not saying he don't like me now, but I'm just saying he proper likes, man. Like, he just showed me a lot of love, man. I think I remember going to Fabric versus not Fabric, Rince versus Forward versus Rince. You remember that?
Yeah.
I remember going there and Jamma grabbing me and saying, "Come, Skepta wants to meet you." And he was like, "This is Ruke." Then Skepta was like, "What?" And then from then, it was just bare love from there. Like,
yeah,
and he just wanted tunes all the time, man. Like, "Yeah, I'm not finishing my album unless I got a tune of you." Like, you know, stuff like that. So, yeah, man. But he's another guy that went on
that's
and
amazing.
Killed it. I haven't really spoken to him for a minute, but I'd love to work with him again, man. Like, probably.
You and Getz as a kind of double act came a little while later after that, right?
Did you, man.
That relationship.
After that, like, I made like a, I don't know if you lot remember this, I made a sing for me, like a dance remix that got signed as well. There was like a dancey.
No,
like
I don't think four, I heard. Four.
Yeah, I did that. And that got signed to Universal, I think.
Mm-hmm.
After that, we didn't really, like, I don't know, we didn't really not see each other. Like, not like we had a problem, but we just didn't never really connected.
Oh, right. So you doing your own thing with working with other people.
Then he was doing the same thing. And I think it was 2015 time. See, 2015, mm-hmm. for me, that was like the testing time for me. Like, do I quit? Because nothing's happening.
Oh, right.
Or do I continue? Like,
yeah.
That was that time there. And in 2015, I said, I'm giving myself 2 years. Oh, no, in 2014, I think, I said, I'm giving myself 2 years. Like, if it works, it works. If not, I'm getting a bit older now. And I'm actually not doing anything, man. Like, I'm not making any form of money, bro. Like,
yeah, you got to make some life decisions, innit?
Yeah, exactly. It becomes a thing where, like, and it's not even that, man. Everyone around you is like getting on as well. And it's just a bit shit. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kind of get shit. Stuck in that place.
Yeah, man. And really, the only thing I've always known what to do is just music. I weren't really academically good. Like, I didn't do well in exams or anything.
Same.
Is this around the one take time?
Yeah, so this is before. This is before one take. Yeah. Getz has come to my house saying, yeah, I'm working on an album. I said, yeah, cool. I think he said this in an interview as well, that he was on a down, like a low period in his life as well. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
It was kind of like after the like Tiny Temper, Professor Green era where like grime, or some people that came from grime started making pop music and it was all just a bit
weird. I think everyone was, roughly everyone was having like a hard time them times.
Yeah.
So yeah, he said, I'm working on an album, I want some tunes. So I was playing some tunes. He was like, yeah, these tunes are sick. Every tune's sick. And then Poet phoned me and said, I'm doing a thing at Relentless Studios. It's not paid, but I want to do like a producer and an MC link up. I was like, oh, Getz is at my house. I can bring him. We've gone to Relentless, to the studio, and then the vibes was just sick there, bro. Like, I really liked the studio. And Getz was like, what, can we make an EP in 1 week here? And put it out. And then Relentless were like, rah. Like,
sick. I didn't know it took a week. That's fucking well impressive.
That's why the EP's called 653. So like six days, five tunes, three videos.
Wow.
That's what it was. And then from then I went on to sign on 3 years of an ambassador's deal with Relentless. And he gets signed one deal with them as well. Like, bare things started happening from then. And then I got a show on Kiss. Then One Take was one of the biggest tunes.
Of course, yeah. You and your whole Relentless link up. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So that's how that kind of come about. And then from then, like, the DJ shows and the link up that me and him have got, that was more like a natural thing. I'm a DJ. You're an MC. Then it just became a thing where people were like, these lots of chemistry is sick. But it was like, what chemistry, like? We're just doing what we do. You know what I mean?
Like, it's because you're friends, isn't it? Like, that's...
Yeah, but we were doing it at such a level that no one's really seen it before.
Yeah.
In the gram scene, no one's seen anyone do that as much. Like,
it's fucking hype. It's energy.
Especially in grime,
it was about like fucking 10, 15 man and one DJ, isn't it?
Yeah.
Rather than having just an amazing chemistry with one DJ and it basically being like a band of you two.
Yeah, I think there was a time where I was just like, listen, you don't even need anyone hyping you on the mic. It should just be me and him on the stage. Yeah. We don't even need no one else at all. But then from then, and then from then, everything's history, man. And everything started working out, man, after that, man, for the good.
Yeah.
Would you say when One Take dropped, you felt a difference in, like, the demand.
Nah, do you know what? I didn't really see how popular One Take was because it was my tune.
Yeah.
I never really understood how popular that tune is.
That's sick, man.
Steven gets done that tune. He did it in one take. So when it came to like, what should we call this tune? I was like, let's call it One Take because you did it in one take. Like at first, I wanted to re-record it, re-record the verse, and do it in an angrier way. Cause like I was like, yeah, I want you to be angry on this tune, like. But he was like, nah, man, trust me, you've got the one thing, like.
That's so sick. It's one take as well.
Was that the fanboy in you wanting him to go more old school gets kind of thing?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I wanna like see some angry, man. Like, I made a tune similar to One Take for someone. And Getz was like, oh, we should have used this, man. Like, I wish we used that. I was like, you know what? I'll make you something better, man. Like,
oh, shit.
But then, yeah, that's how One Take came, man. Like,
wait, so when One Take came out, yeah, and you, obviously, you know, it's your thing and you're humble. You don't know how massive it is. But then Stormzy took it and done his own version, right? And he's like one of the biggest grime artists in the country.
Yeah, man. The Stormzy thing was... the Stormzy thing. So basically, I said, let's put... We had another tune ready, me and Getz, for that EP. And I was like, let's not put that on there because I know people are going to hound me for the instrumental. Let's just put the instrumental on the EP. And I know people probably do their own versions or like, you know what I mean? Their own one thing.
Yeah, right.
So anyway, I'm in Amsterdam for a show and Stormzy's there as well. I've gone to the reception and I'm like, yeah, man, do you want to do like an all-star version of One Take? So like you, Kano, Getz, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like a few other man. Yeah. And then he was like, I've vocaled it already and I've done the video in Japan. I was like, what?
It's a sick video as well.
I was like, raw, okay, man. Obviously, these times you're just like, okay, you're Stormzy anyway, like, you're sick.
Yeah, take it.
It's a compliment.
Yeah, man. And I was just like, okay, cool, man. I remember Stormzy sitting in the you know, the lobby bit in the hotel, like downstairs, like the little bar bit. And he was eating biscuits and tea, drinking tea, like the bare biscuits. Yeah, man. But you know what? Big him up, man. He's achieved amazingly, man. Like, he's killed it.
Yeah, that's amazing. He's fucking superstar, man.
Yeah, man. Proper humble guy as well, man. Proper blessed.
Put it this way. He's working with Pharrell and turning those beats down. So, you know.
Yeah, there you go. That's mad. That's
he's
mad.
Taking the Root Kid beats.
So Root Kid is better than Pharrell and Jay-Z. Yeah.
Obviously. Spread that.
Yeah. The sandwich. What's your favorite sandwich?
Hey Rudy, man. Listen, got to the end of your journey, and now what we got to ask is one of the most important questions
out of all time.
Yeah.
What's your favorite sandwich?
Ooh, it's a tough one. It's a tough one.
Yes, that's what I like to hear.
Ah, this is hard, man. This is mad hard, you know.
Do you know what? You can do a top three.
I'm gonna say a chicken stuffing one.
Ooh, nice. Nah, that's the first one we've had. Yeah, that's nice.
With like cranberry in it, or like
no cranberry.
Nah, just bareback.
Just dry.
Bare, dry, and then but you know what you gotta do? You gotta get the right crisp, like a cheese and onion. have one bite of the sandwich and one bite.
Yeah. Yes. Set it off.
Yeah. And then what another sandwich? I like tuna and sweet corn, you know. I'm a fan. I don't know how people would feel about
it's
that.
Classic.
One.
It's a classic. I fucks with that.
Yeah, fucks with that. Okay, cool.
What, no salad, just tuna, sweet corn.
No, tuna, sweet corn, straight with a crisp on the side, obviously, of course.
And what crisp do you pair it with?
If I'm feeling fancy, I might get a sensation crisp.
Yes.
It depends how I'm feeling.
Nice.
If I'm feeling a bit bougie that day, I might even get a Red Bull or something on the side.
Oh, wow. A bit luxurious to push it down with.
Hey, what? No Relentless no more, nah?
Oh, shit.
An energy drink.
Any energy drink, yeah.
Then it's going to have to be like, because I'm Asian, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to say a samosa.
Nice.
Oh, shit. Like, you've gone left field, but I'm going to let you have that. Yeah, that's
a fried sandwich.
Yeah.
Let me have that.
Yeah. You can have that. Yeah.
You
went straight classic with the tuna, so now you can have a samosa.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Yeah. one day, you lot need to come and try my mum's cooking, man. Like proper Asian.
Oh, brother, I'd love that, man.
Come round and eat that. And then, yeah, man. You probably tried everything, though, innit?
Hey, listen, I ain't tried your mum's cooking yet.
I got you, definitely, man. Definitely.
Yeah, I'm down.
The three questions.
To end the show, Rudy, the most important part of the show now is you have to ask us three questions each.
Integral.
All right. I'm going to think of one normal, one kind of medium, and one mad.
Yeah, I like it.
So a normal one is, what did you think of each other when you first met?
Oh, that's a good one. I'll start. I thought...
Am I going to cry when I get to
it? Gonna... I hope so.
Now, you know what it is? I got brought round by some MCs that I knew, some rappers, and they were like, we're going around to the producer's yard in West... Where was it at the time, Hugo? Acton?
West Ealing.
West Ealing, yeah. So, and then I turned up, and I thought it was going to be like just a music thing, you know, just more like... Which is always a bit more stush because you've just met someone, it's just music, you know what I mean? Like loads of MCs and that. But actually, straight away, he was into the same comedy as me. We listened to the same hip hop and we just immediately got on. And in fact, and I started going around there pretty much every week you know, we were meant to do music, but instead we'd just always blaze and film each other on our phones.
Yeah, the premise was music, but really we did like 2-3 songs in like 5 years.
Yeah. What about you, Hugo? What were you like when you first see
him? When I first met him, I thought, I thought he was really funny and
handsome,
quite a character. Like, and then what I think what happened was I gave him a CD with beats on, and he called me one time, and I'm not really good on the phone. And I remember talking to him for about half an hour and it was just jokes. And I was like, this guy's proper joke. Like, he's sick. And then you came round and it just felt easy and natural and natural, funny. Yeah, and I either thought this guy is a complete insane madman or he's a genius, basically. Yeah, and I still don't know.
Still a mystery to this day.
Yeah.
Question number two. What is the maddest thing someone's done to you whilst you're at a show, or that's happened? Wow.
Oh, someone threw some ketamine in a sock once on stage, and we don't really do all that. So I'm not going to say who, but we gave it to another one of the DJs on the lineup.
Yeah, I remember.
Have you ever had anyone coming up to you like bare mad, like going nuts, like not in an aggressive way?
I had a guy drop his jacket and bag on the floor and hug me in the middle of Soho. And I was just like, what the fuck is going on? And then he didn't say anything. And then when I walked away, he went, corrupt FM in it, yeah? And I went, yeah, man.
The third question, yeah, I'm trying to think of something nuts, though. Like,
yeah.
All right, if you both were girls, yeah?
Yeah.
Who would you fancy the most in corrupt FM?
I think this one's easy, isn't it? Decoy.
Ah, interesting.
You gotta give a reason. You gotta give a reason why.
Okay.
Go on.
I'll tell you what. Maybe this is hypothetical. Yeah, I say Decoy because he's the most. He seems like the most swaggy and normal one out of corrupt. So maybe he'd be the best. Best person for me to be in a relationship with.
Right, Decoy, where? Jeez.
I'd go Asim because I think he'd be a great lover.
Oh, wow.
Passionate.
You said Asim though, not even Jabud.
Yeah, Asim. As himself.
Asim's that guy that you come home from a hard day's work, food's on the table.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
It'll give you a little massage.
He'll provide for you well. Yeah. I'd have Gucci bags and fucking all that shit.
Yeah. Hey, man. Hey, that's sick, man. Hey, Rude Kid, thank you so much for coming on, brother. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
You fucking smashed it. And, like, all the best for the future.
You, man. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
This
is the outro. See you later. And good luck. Stay lucky, boy. Stay lucky, boy.
Oh, hello there, you fucking sailors. This is another outro. It's just me on my own. Hugo's now on holiday. So quite frankly, can't be fucked. He's living up on a beach somewhere with his top off probably. So let that burn into your mind, that image. Just to let you lot know, we're going to be doing more shows where it's just me and Hugo on our own, chatting shit with no guests, telling stories, just complete shit. So if you want any, if you want to ask us any questions, if you want us to touch on any subjects, if you want to just say anything, get in contact, email us on chattingshit1@gmail.com. That's chattingshit1@gmail.com. Yeah? And then we'll, all of the best things we'll talk about, answer your questions, all of that. Oh yeah, also, forgot to ask Rude Kid the most important question. Is he our best friend? Is he? I sent him a voice note and this is what he said back. Right, see you later.
Am I your new best friend? Let me have a think about this one. Of course I bloody am. I am your new best friend. Come on. New best friends and that. Picnics and that. Come on.
Will everyone shut the fuck up? I want to give a crazy, stupid, dope fly shout out to everyone involved in this podcast.
Nah, fuck that. Who's the brain that produces this show, man?
Man like Rupert Magendi.
And who's the audio editor?
James Torrance, check
it. House. Who's the video editor?
Ha ha, James Lord.
And who does all the illustrations?
It's Alison the Ink.
Mad on the visuals, bruh.
Shout all the posse down at Acast Laboratory. Hip hop, hip hop. Am I right, hustler?
You're not wrong, Playboy Valentino.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.